minutes to help you begin your day. It's Moments of Melody time again. A woman once wrote to Gypsy Smith after an evangelistic campaign, saying that she had been deeply touched by his preaching. Indeed, she had been converted. As a result, she believed that God wanted her to preach the gospel. But, she said, "Brother Smith, the bother is that I have 12 children to raise. What shall I do?" She got back this splendid letter. "Dear Madam, I am happy to hear that God has called you to preach the gospel. But I'm even more delighted to know that he has provided you with a congregation of 12. God has many bright treasures in heaven above for the work of a mother performed here in love. Dr. Luke tells of the great work that John the Baptist is going to do in our reading today. But first, these moments of melody. Going to read from the Sacred Scriptures and the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. Dr. Luke has just written of the angel appearing to Zachariah and telling him that Elizabeth, his wife, would have a son, and that his name would be John. "Joy and gladness shall be thine, and many hearts shall rejoice over his birth, for he is to be high in the Lord's favor. He is to drink neither wine nor strong drink, and from the time when he is yet a child in his mother's womb, he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. He shall bring back many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God, ushering in his advent in the spirit and power of Elias. He shall unite the hearts of all, the fathers with the children, and teach the disobedient the wisdom that makes men just, preparing for the Lord a people fit to receive him." Preparation. Listen again tomorrow as we continue to study from Dr. Luke's account of the Gospel.